Welcome to These Are Good Days with Lee Ann Miller
and Matt Berez.
Well, Matt,
it's not bad.
Well, Matt, let's talk about food
right out of the gate, right out of the chute.
It's just right here in the forefront of my mind.
Yes,
to talk about food, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, which is the retail portion of Walnut Creek Foods. Walnut Creek Foods is the parent brand.
Yes, yes, yes.
Walnut Creek Cheese and Market has two locations in Ohio's Amish country, one in Berlin, Ohio, and one in Walnut Creek Cheese, one in Walnut Creek, Ohio.
Yeah.
And in Walnut Creek, it just sits at the bottom, at the foot of
a
hill.
It's a beautiful location.
It's a beautiful location.
Yeah.
And while you're going down that long hill toward Walnut Creek Cheese, you will pass a little red, it's white now, I think, but you will pass a little building that used to be the original location of Walnut Creek Cheese.
Yeah.
And they've grown and grown and grown.
That's right.
And grown. And this is what I love about that location. You have no idea what I'm getting ready to say. But every time I have people come in from out of town, which this folds into my good day. Mm-hmm. That is one of the stops.
Yeah.
We cannot not go.
I know.
To Walnut Creek Cheese and Market.
I know. It has to be on the list.
If you're having a hankering for a soft serve ice cream, they got it.
And I have to tell you, I have a confession.
Don't go back. Don't go back to the two scoop because I'm
not
eating.
I have had people in my DMs say that they think you can eat two scoops too.
It's a lie.
I'm going to tell you. Okay. I'm going to call one person out. Ellie Akey. Ellie came to one of our live events.
Ellie can't believe it either. Ellie.
But listen.
Ellie, you threw me under the bus, Ellie.
No, Ellie knows.
I thought you had my back.
Like, I thought I knew you better than that. But you claim you can't eat two scoops.
No,
this summer when I am not working, sometime in June.
We're going down.
We're going. And we're going to do, we should make a reel. Just to show how much ice cream you actually can eat.
Well,
and don't lie.
Well, maybe we should do a reel to show how big two scoops are to prove the point that it's literally almost, it's more than a pint of ice cream. It's so much ice cream.
You are such a baby.
It is. It's so much ice cream. But I love to go there with people from out of town because it feels like, you know how like you have little things you brag on in your hometown?
Totally.
It feels like that.
Well, you know, actually one of our listener, it's one of my friends who is a very faithful listener. Her name is Brenda Cardoli, and her husband, Mike, actually listen together on their commute.
Aww,
they work at the same place.
Brenda and Mike.
But Brenda has...
Brenda and Mike, if you are listening.
We know they are. Brenda and Mike, thanks for being here. Here's the thing. She actually texted me a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
She had some guests at work from out of town.
Okay.
I believe one person was even from Japan. And she's like, we're going to Walnut Creek Cheese. What else should we do?
Mm-hmm.
But that was like the place they took people from all over the world.
Well, here's what I want to say is that you can go to the food section where all the bulk food store, where all the bulk food is and where all the meat is and where all the cheese is and where all the candy is, and the bulk candy is amazing. You can go to that side and you can be there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is a whole other side of the store that is the cannery where they have the pickles
and
the jam and the peanut butter spread and the relishes. All of it's there. They're olive oil, they're teas. And then you go further back and there are kitchen gadgets galore.
That's right. Gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
It's just a great place.
Right.
Place to go. We love you, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, Walnut Creek Foods.
And you know what I've been doing that I started doing that I love, thank you myself, is in our show notes under wherever you're listening to this, there's a description that has the link for our coffee, has the links to our Instagrams, and it also has a link to Walnut Creek Cheese or Walnut Creek Foods, which will show you where you can buy their products locally. But
in
if you click the Walnut Creek Cheese link, that will show you products that can be shipped to your house. And so it explains that in the show notes, the difference of what those websites will do for you. Mm-hmm. But you can locate stores around you that sell it, or you can have things shipped to your
house. And one thing great to note is our coffee, which is delicious, the beans can be purchased at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market in the coffee section.
That's right.
We're there. Our little bag with our faces on it. So I went. I took friends to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, and they were walking through the coffee aisle, and I didn't say anything. And they were like, "Oh, look! Oh my gosh, that's you! That's your face! You're on coffee!" I'm like, "Yes, yes, I am.
Yes, I am." Hey, tell me your good day. You said it folds right into this.
Well, my good day is I just love when friends come.
Yes,
I have friends come in from out of town, from Hilton Head.
Yourselves the Aruba girls.
The Aruba girls, the Aruba babies.
I'm not gonna call
you. Well, we're
you
grandmas.
That.
Or at least that age. We all went to Aruba together, so our text thread is called Aruba Babies. And I love when people come to Amish Country who have never been to Amish Country, because it's like showing something beautiful to someone for the first time.
Totally.
And we just had a ball. We went to an Amish farm and milked some cows and, you know, just did some fun things.
Honestly, just so people know, do not slide into Liam's DMs and be like, "How can I milk some cows in Amish country?"
No, don't do that.
That's not a common thing.
No, and also I can't make it happen for you.
No.
It's our family.
It's a family.
Yeah,
friend,
it's a family member.
A family. Yeah.
And you know, I just pulled some strings with a family member that I will not pull for really 97% of the people. So yeah, I can't make that happen for everyone, but it's one of the ladies' birthday, and she said all she wants for her birthday is to milk a cow.
That's so fun.
So listen,
I
aim to please.
All right, here's my good day is we're wrapping up the school year.
I can't believe it.
We are wrapping up the school year.
And listen, so happy?
Yes, it has been a year.
It's been busy.
It has been busy. But listen, Luca, my oldest, is a fifth grader.
I just can't get over it.
And he's headed to middle school next year.
I can't get over
it. In our school, I don't know how other schools do this, but in our school in fifth grade, you start fifth grade band. So he this whole school year, he chose to do percussion.
Of course he did.
Which I'm so excited about
because
it's, you know, here's the thing. Dear band, we love band. However, I played the trumpet in band. There's not a lot of places to play the trumpet when you're 40.
Okay. No.
Or like if you learn the saxophone.
Well, and if
or
you're 40
flute.
And play, and if you play the trumpet in high school and you're 40, you need to be real good if you're playing it still.
Right.
Now.
Right. But we kind of persuaded and steered him towards the drums because I was like, you know, at our church, he could play drums. Mm-hmm. There might be other opportunities. And I thought it would be a really fun lifelong thing that
fun.
He could do.
And also, I think it does give you a nice basic knowledge of rhythm of music.
Totally.
And Teddy was percussion. And I always say that Luca reminds me so much of our oldest son, Teddy. And Teddy did percussion. Do you remember that?
No.
He played the big bass drum.
That's awesome.
And in the marching band, I remember he was in a couple parades and he was like, "Mom, that was killer." You know, because I mean, in the summer, wearing that
hot
outfit and
then
carrying that big drum.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That's funny. So Luca had his first fifth grade band concert. Aww. And like, shout out to parents who sit through.
Out.
If parents of fifth grade band people, if you are listening, God love you. Because here's what it's like. If you've never been to a fifth grade band concert, they're just learning. So when the director starts, all the kids start tapping their feet, and it goes, wah, 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 wah. Like that is what it's like. And everyone is proud as a peach to see their kid playing their instrument for the first time.
It's
not pretty.
It's painful.
And then after the sixth grade band came. And in sixth grade, you have band every day.
Uh-huh.
And when they start, it was like,
better.
They played Pocahontas, actually.
You know, listen.
And it was like, showed just the difference a year can make in more
what
time.
What a lesson.
I know.
What
right?
a lesson
what
to
a
us
lesson.
All. The difference a year can make.
That's right. Ooh, that's a podcast right there.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right. Hey.
Hey, just real quick. What were you doing this time last year?
I don't know. Are you telling me?
No. Are
you going to say something smart? What were you doing this time last year?
This time last year, the new school building built yet?
No, we didn't move until Christmas.
Listen, I drove by that whole campus the
it's
other
beautiful.
Day. And the old school is gone.
It's gone.
It is but a memory. I hope y'all have taken pictures if when the those of you that it was important to, because it is no longer. And you know, it was an old school. It needed to go. And you're going to use that for parking now? Is that right? Okay. All right.
Hey, we have our segment. You always have the name. I don't have it right, but tell us the name.
Oh! We have a. We're doing another little one of our little segments. You know that we love.
I like a little segment.
I know you do. You really do. This one is something random I need to share that might not make a difference to you at all.
Okay, here's mine. Mine's short and sweet.
We're only doing one a piece. Yeah, so you go short first. And sweet.
Did you know the gestation? I don't think that's the right word.
Oh. The gestation?
Gestation, or what? I don't know what you say, but the gestation period for a pineapple is 2 years. Did you know that?
Wait, you mean the growth?
The growth. I don't know grow? What the. There's probably a better word. But for you to plant and then harvest a pineapple takes 2 years.
Wow.
And we're getting into that pineapple season with those summer
two
fruits.
2 years.
Two years.
Pineapple really tries hard.
I know it does. It's like raising an elephant.
Wow. Two years.
Like pineapple, if you're listening.
If you are listening, like, shout out pineapple.
You're in it for the long haul, pineapple. Pineapple, this is a marathon, not a sprint.
Okay, listen. Here's mine. Girl Scout cookies.
Oh,
okay,
preach.
They're delicious. But I want to tell you something.
Okay.
Keebler makes a Thin Mint that really is like the Girl Scout cookie. Mm. So if you are having a hankering for Girl Scout cookies when they ain't selling Girl Scout cookies, just look up some Keeblers.
Okay.
Because Keebler also has, like, what's the one with the coconut and the...
The Samoas.
Yeah. Keebler has a version of that too. So I'm just here to tell you that might be something that you actually do care about.
You might care about that.
So just check out the Keebler area if you love Girl Scout cookies, because there's some dupes.
I have an addendum. Aldi also does that.
Yeah, dupes.
Aldi has some.
There's
and
dupes.
I think they're good.
And they're good.
Like,
yep,
mic
hands
drop.
Off.
Okay. I think they're good.
Hands off.
Sue me.
Hey, listen, we got so much great feedback from our podcast last week about influence, and we really just weren't done. You had notes, and you had more notes, way more notes than you were able to talk about.
Yeah.
So we wanted to continue that with the part two, with influence and reputation,
yes,
and what influence looks like, and how we leverage our influence.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you think about the idea of influence, I think there's two sides of it. The first side is, how have I been influenced, and how do I pick the people that I want to influence me? Mm-hmm. You know, I think sometimes in life we have people that we are intentional about letting them influence our lives. And then there's some people that you're like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, people that maybe we hang out with that we're like, oh, how did we get here?
Right.
You know, how did we get to this place?
And I don't love that influence. So I need to then... Here's something I was talking about lately with one of our counselor cluster friends, Wilma, is we cannot control other people. Mm. Like we cannot make someone behave a certain way or do a certain thing. We cannot change people. We cannot make people listen to us and do what we think they ought to do.
Right.
But you know what we can do? We can be in charge of us.
Mm-hmm.
We are in charge of ourselves.
Right.
So what we can do is we can say what we are going to do, how we are going to act, the things that we are going to say. We have control over that.
Totally.
You know, and I think for me, we were talking about how reputation folds itself into influence. And I think if you are going to leverage your influence for good, you better be paying attention to the reputation that you are building.
Mm, yeah.
Because if you want to leverage your influence and you want to fundraise.
Yeah.
Say you want people to start paying attention to a nonprofit you love, like Ho Huddle. Well, you better take a look at your reputation, because in order to influence the people that you'd like to influence to jump on that bandwagon to make a difference in something like a nonprofit like Ho Huddle, your reputation needs to be intact.
Yeah.
I think reputation is a very important part of influence.
Well, and I think, you know, we actually had a whole podcast episode about this where, you know, there's there's a trend, I would say. I don't know if this if trend's the right word, but where it's like, I just don't care what anybody thinks. And I think that's actually unhealthy, because I think when we do care what people think in a healthy, balanced way, it makes us go, oh, is that a wise choice?
Right.
Am well, I representing mean, myself right. really well?
Right. There's a difference between people pleasing and caring about your reputation and sure. what people think of you.
Sure. Honestly, my reputation is one of the things that brings me the most grief. When I feel like I've been misrepresented,
right, right.
when I feel like maybe my words have been taken the wrong way, or people read into a situation wrong,
or your words have been misinterpreted or misquoted.
Yeah. Oh, that gets to me.
Yeah, that does. But you know why it is, Matt? Because your position at school has not just influence, but you are modeling a certain reputation in front of impressionable kids who sure. are growing and changing year after year after year until they graduate and they leave high school to go to college or their jobs. And it's important.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's totally important. And I think my brain also thought to this is when we're thinking about the people around us, you know, the people that are in our life, that have an influence on us, that help us shape and change what our life. You know, what's that Andy Stanley quote is, your friends determine the quality and direction of your life.
Your friends determine the quality.
And there's another one that's show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Here's the thing.
Let's say those again.
Okay. The first one is your friends determine the quality and direction of your life.
Principle of the Path.
And you know what?
That is a good book.
I remember when that really came into my life. I have a funny, I'm not going to tell the story here, but I know this person listens to the podcast. I have a funny inside joke about that quote with Dawn Lee. So Dawn Lee, if you're listening,
your
friends determine the quality and direction of your life, Dawn. But that is so true.
So true.
It's so true.
And I used to say that to my children all the time.
Can you tell me the second one?
The second one is, show me your friends and I will show you your future.
That's right. So as we start looking around, you know, this might be a good time for you to take inventory as to say, who is influencing my life? Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I think we think as adults, when we think about this topic, often we think about impressionable kids and teenagers. Maybe teenagers get...
Oh, it never stops, man.
No, but I think we think of that first, like peer pressure and how kids dress and how they act, but it never stops.
No.
You know, here's what it looks like in my life is, as an adult, there are people that we have so many choices. There are people we can choose to hang out with. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's not worth telling stories about this because I don't have them even formulated yet. But as an adult, you know, people that are really into money, are really into status symbols, are really all about running their kids everywhere. And, you know, they're in every activity. Mm-hmm. There are people that
are really into sports and athletics and their kids.
Well, I'm almost there.
Their kids, but their kids being the best at it.
Sure.
And the starter and all of that. Yes.
And as an adult, you also have choices like, for me, I want to hang out with couples that model what I want my marriage to look like. Mm-hmm, or I want my kids to hang out with kids that I go, man, they're really good kids. Mm-hmm, I want to hang out with those kids. So influence in our life doesn't stop. It doesn't, you know, it never stops because the people that we're around continue to have an influence on our life.
100%.
So as you look around, I have maybe some things to take inventory.
Okay.
And if you have like a story to attach to any of these or any thoughts of, you know, when you were raising your kids, what this looks like. But here's the first one is seeking your role models wisely. So when we're thinking about people that we're letting into our inner circle to influence us, and listen, I said inner circle, but I don't even mean just that, because there are people on the fringe that affect us.
Sure. There are people at work that you look up to, how they do their job and how they get the job done.
So think about the people that demonstrate integrity, competence, empathy, and commitment to positive values in their life. You know, if their value system aligns with yours, the way that they treat people,
right,
maybe even the way that they spend money, You know, because those, the closer you get to people, it does rub off on you.
Right.
And I think that's so important.
It's true. I will say that something that has made an impact on me as far as people is my Breakfast Club. So Breakfast Club, where our personalities are, the four of us are very different, but what I love about it and what it has shown me is, Wilma is in that, she's in our counselor cluster. And I would say that Wilma, Emily and Kat, and I don't really know your counselor, so I don't know if we put her in our counselor cluster, but those three have a very common thread, all three of them, that they are such accepting people.
Yeah.
So if you go to them with something that is, maybe it's something that is vulnerable about you or that you're not proud of, they will all look at you and accept that about you. They'll love you, and then they'll help you dig your way out of it.
Sure.
If you need to rethink, or you need to stand up for yourself in a different way, or you need to maybe grab back some of your reputation that you feel like you have failed
sure.
at.
Yeah.
So it is important to surround yourself with people that will point you in a very healthy, and we're fortunate that they're counselors.
Yeah, totally.
But they'll point you in a very healthy, very constructive direction. You know, I've said this so often to people, and I've said it to friends. Your friends are not clinical counselors.
No.
You know, so if well, ours are. Several of them are.
Some of them are.
But I think there is such value in being the kind of friend that is very accepting.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Here's the next one. When we're looking around at people to influence our lives, or people that we know have an influence, observe and take note of the actions and the character that they're showing in their life. Here's what I mean by that.
Yes.
Is paying attention to how they behave, how they treat others, and the consistency between the words that they say and the actions that they live. Here's what I mean by this. Is watch how they treat someone.
Oh.
You know, it's an old, I don't know where this came from, but I've heard this done before. But when you're on a date, to see how the other person treats the waiter or the waitress,
if they act like rude or
better than them.
Yes.
You know, and I would add, look at how they treat people in their life,
mm-hmm.
like in
mm-hmm.
general.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how they treat people that might not view the world the same as them.
Right.
Look at how they might treat people that aren't in the same socioeconomic status
yes.
as them.
You know, this reminds me of Sharon McMahon. Wrote recently on her Substack of an elected official's husband. So the woman was an elected official. The woman's husband came into her DMs and said the most vile, like I can't repeat it on here, but the most vile sentence to her.
Mm.
And she went to that person's profile, elected official's husband's profile, and there was the verse, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." And in the Substack, Sharon poses the question, why is it that sometimes Christians are the meanest people? And listen, that moment, that guy that DM'd that and then has that verse there,
yeah.
his influence and his reputation both meant nothing to Sharon anymore.
That's right. It's gone.
And if Sharon herself was not a believer or a person of faith, that verse that he puts in his bio is such a turnoff.
Totally.
If you're DMing something that's disgusting.
Totally. And I think when we look around at people, there are people that when I look at them and I watch the way they treat others, I'm like, oh, I don't really want any part of that. That is not my jam.
Yeah, I don't want to be like that.
No. Right. All right. Here's the next one is when we're thinking about building a life around us of positive influence, it's including diverse perspectives. You know, I think sometimes it's so easy to live in an echo chamber.
Yes.
It's so easy to surround yourself with people that just are yes people or say what you want to hear or agree with everything that you agree with. And that's actually not great. You know, I think for me,
you know,
it's so
funny, Matt, because if you'd said that to me 15 years ago, I think I wouldn't have agreed with you.
Mm.
I would have said like, oh no, you need to be, you know, there's strength in numbers and you need to be with people like Christian culture loves to say like-minded people.
Sure.
And also that we're to be in the world, but not of the world. So
sure.
We're all then supposed to be together and like-minded and kind of saying the same things and doing the same things. When I started thinking about things a little differently and a little more broadly was when I started becoming friends with people that didn't think like me.
Right.
And gave me the step further of a different perspective.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes we take a perspective at face value and we say, oh no, I don't agree with that.
Right. Right.
But we don't look further than that.
Right. Absolutely. I think people, and I don't know what diversity looks like for everyone's life. And it means different things to different mm-hmm, people, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But even something as simple as having friends of color mm-hmm, that see the world mm-hmm, differently. Mm-hmm. You know, our friend Missy that we love mm-hmm. married a man who grew up in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So they
mm-hmm.
offer such mm-hmm. a unique
yes.
and rich perspective
yes. Yes.
On the world because they see it differently.
We love them.
Yeah,
they're
totally.
Our friends.
And
so
I think,
we're going to listen to how
right.
they're feeling and what their life their lived experiences.
Right. And I want that influence
like
in my
if
life.
If you can be friends with someone that gives you a different lived experience than
right.
you, and they tell you what their experience is, and you still want to bark
right.
rhetoric and say one-liners, I'm going to say that you need a checkup from the neck
right.
up.
That's a no for me,
it's
dog.
That's a no. Yeah.
I think, you know, for me, it's so helpful when, you know, I get a perspective of someone like a single mom,
mm-hmm. yes.
you know, or I get a perspective yes. of someone who, you know, this is why I was just talking to your guests the other week that they were here. And we were talking about public school and my job. And I said, you know, one of the things that I appreciate about my job is it keeps me in touch with
yes.
people that are different than
yes.
me. You know, when I worked at a church, people were very similar. There was mm-hmm. there was diversity mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. but I feel like working in a public school gives me an opportunity mm-hmm. to look at mm-hmm. things from different people's mm-hmm. perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think it keeps me grounded.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps me out of the echo chamber.
It also keeps you full of compassion and empathy.
Totally.
Instead of saying one-liners of like, well, they need to just...
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, here's my next one. When we're thinking about influence is trust your gut.
Well, that's good.
Here's what I'll say. When you're around someone, and I'm going to fold this into to another one.
I really like that.
When you're around someone and you think like you're paying attention to your intuition and you go, something's not right. Or this doesn't jive with me. Or I don't want to repeat. I wouldn't repeat that.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Here's the next point that's
that's
kind
really
of
good.
Close to this and very connected is reflecting on their impact on you. So, for example, here are some questions to ask yourself.
That's really good.
How do you feel after interacting with this person?
Mm-hmm.
Do you leave your interactions with them feeling better, feeling inspired, feeling positive, or do you leave feeling drained, negative, even confused, like what just happened, or bad about yourself? Because those are not people that you need to be letting have any influence in your life. And so I think sometimes we ignore that because we're like, oh, they're fine. But that stuff matters. You know, I would say trust your gut and reflect on how you feel when you're with people. Because for me,
good.
I don't, why are we giving time to people that make me feel worse about myself? Well, that's not great.
There could be lots of reasons though. It could be your family.
Right.
I mean, it could be your family, but listen, it's like our friend Wilma says, you cannot control and change other people,
it's
but
fair.
You can control what you do. So you can say, hey, I don't want to have this line of conversation with you.
Sure.
Because when I leave, it makes me feel this way.
Sure.
It makes me feel, this conversation makes me feel drained.
You know, there's two things that Mallory and I have noticed for us. And I don't think it was a conscious decision. Maybe it was, I'm not really sure. But we've noticed when we're with people, this is so fun. I don't know that I've ever talked to you about this.
Hmm.
There are two things that we go, we're not giving energy to this. The first one is if we spend time and the conversation is directed about other people, that's a no for us, dog. Me and Mallory are out. And here's the second one that we've noticed. This is a really, really specific one, but it drives me crazy, is people talking about other people's bodies. That's a no for me. Like, if you're the kind of person that comments, not even rude to people's faces, but if that's just, if people's weight or their bodies or their clothes or the way they present, if that is like topic of conversation, that's a no for me,
well,
dog.
And I would say too, Matt, like, I think being very aware, like why would somebody talk about what someone's wearing and someone's body if there are two sexes in the room? It's just not even appropriate.
Well, why are women talking about that, about other women, even if it's just women in the room?
Well, like, I think there could be lots of reasons.
Come on, ladies.
It could be insecurity. It could be jealousy. It could be judgment. It could be self-righteousness. There's a lot of reasons women would
do
it.
Men don't really do that.
No. No.
It's not the men I'm hanging out with.
No.
But women, why are you talking about other women? Be more interesting. Like, come on.
Or just
be more interesting.
You know, just don't make it your business. Let them wear what they want. It's just not your business.
Let them. All right. Here's my last one is take into account this person's track record. So if the people that are that you allow to have influence in their life, your life, look at their past behavior and how they are treating other people who are close to them in your life and their life, because it's probably how they're either going to treat you or how they are treating you and you don't know it.
Yes.
Here's the thing. If someone has left a trail of tears of relationships and you notice someone in your life that comes into your life and they start off a relationship or a friendship with you and they're like, well, I had drama with this person. And then I had, well, guess what? It's probably you, dog. Like, or if this person always has a problem with everybody else.
Yeah, look at the common denominator.
It's you.
Yeah.
And so I think looking at the track record of the person say, is their track record, their reputation, what they've done, the relationship they've had, is that who I want to be? Because the reality is everyone that you allow in your life is shaping who you are becoming.
Yeah. And that's at any age.
Whether you're 56 or 40, any age.
Any age, yep.
And this isn't just for the teenagers. This is for all of us.
Yes, that's right.
Because listen, as you get older, it becomes the cars that you drive. It becomes the vacations you take. It's the, you know,
the houses you own.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't ever go away.
Yeah.
And it shapes your,
you know, and you can determine in your life, in your 20s and your 30s. Teddy and I were talking about this the other day. Holmes County Pottery, if you are listening, I mean, Carrie, what a guy. Carrie and Stephanie at Holmes County Pottery. Teddy was saying, our oldest son was saying, you know, I really think that because we have known Carrie for years, and he's lived on the same property. He's had this beautiful wood-fired kiln that he does his pottery in. He has an adorable little retail space that he has his open houses and sells his inventory. But he lives a life that is very reflective of doing something he loves.
Sure.
That he doesn't focus on the money that he's making or not making. He is living this beautiful life that he loves with his wife and enjoying it.
Yeah.
And when you go into his store, he always just engages you in conversation. He never hurries you. He talks about the projects he's doing and the things that he's making. And it's just this beautiful experience because he is literally showing you, like, I am just living this beautiful life doing this art form that I love. And I think it's a good example of one of reputation because he has an incredible reputation and his product is unbelievable, but he's not looking to build onto his kiln. He's not looking to make a location because he wants to get bigger and better and wealthier.
Sure.
He's just loving his life and being content.
Sure. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I think my parting shot is take inventory. Take inventory of the people in your life that have influence on you.
That's so good.
You know, whether it's big or small, because the influence on your life can shape your thinking. It can shape your marriage. It can affect your marriage.
Listen, it's part of the reason that we always point people to counseling.
Sure.
Because your counselor has influence over your life and will direct you in healthy ways what to do if you need help.
Yeah.
with, yeah. if you need help with a relationship, if you need help with your job, if you need help with your finances, whatever you need help with, a professional can just help guide you. Because listen, it's important. It's important to strive for being a person that you really want to be. It just mm-hmm. doesn't, you just don't wake up and become that person by accident.
That's
it
right.
takes effort, and often it takes the effort to be around the people that you also want to be like.
Sure, sure. And I guess here's my don't interrupt this parting shot.
Listen, wait, another do you have a parting shot? No, that's it. To say your parting
shot. Okay, here's
my last one is,
and I had this in my notes, but I wasn't going to share it, but I just glanced at it. It's be willing. I think we have to have the courage. This is like my call to action, I suppose. We have to have the courage to be willing to limit ourselves or distance ourselves from people who we know their influence is negative or harmful to our life. It takes a lot of courage to do mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And it can be really hard, mm-hmm. especially people that we love mm-hmm. or people that have been in our lives for a long time. Mm-hmm. But that's part of setting boundaries is mm-hmm. saying, hey, the influence that they have on my life, I'm not liking where this is going.
Right.
And so we're going to make a change.
Right. Again, why counseling is important.
Totally.
Because boundaries are not fun.
No.
And they're not sexy. They're not Nicholas Sparks.
No.
And people don't go, oh my gosh, awesome, a boundary. I can't wait.
Right.
They're hard.
They're hard.
So when you put those in place, it's so nice
it's
to have the support and the validation of a professional.
Sure.
It really is. So yeah, that's really good. Yeah. And sometimes it's family.
Yeah.
It's
that's just, right.
It's hard. It doesn't mean you have to break off connection or break off relationship, but it might mean that you need some distance.
Totally.
Yeah. That's really good.
Totally. Hey, well, thank
take
you.
Inventory.
I'm taking us home, Leanne. Thank you so much for joining us in this conversation all about influence. Mm. You know, my hope for you is that you look at the people around you and you go, I have some great influential people
yes.
in my life that I want to become like,
yes.
and I'm feeling better when I'm around them and I'm learning from them. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these
are good days. This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.